Backseat Quickies, episode 25. Top 5 Christmas movies.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, 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 chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, 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 wow.
Hey there, this is Scott, shaking things up a little for the beginning of this Yuletide season rather than do a single film review. I'm going to present to you my favorite five Christmas movies of all time. Yep, best ones, movies I watch every single year, or close to anyhow, and I just consider absolutely essential viewing to make it really feel like Christmas. Without any real preamble, I'm just going to start the list, starting at the bottom with number 5, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. This movie embodies all the stupid fun that bad schlocky sci-fi can give us. I mean, this is a movie in which Santa Claus is kidnapped by Martians, only to be defeated by 2 8-year-olds and a bunch of toys. It's completely ridiculous. It's absurdly low budget. It's amazing to sit back and just make fun of with your friends. And I love it to pieces. Every second of it. And more so the better if you can watch the MST3K version, which features perhaps the greatest Christmas carol of all time, Have a Bat Patrick Swayze Christmas. Coming in at number 4, It's a Wonderful Life. This movie is terrible if you only ever see the last 15 minutes or so, where it's just Jimmy Stewart acting crazy and it's super schlocky and saccharine, and that bit will give you cavities. If not for the first two acts. I mean, there's a reason why people like this movie, there's a reason why it's successful, and it comes from this huge build-up of this character study and really understanding exactly what one person can do with a lifetime. And I think that message is all the more powerful in what can be a very harsh, depressing season for a lot of people. And if you haven't seen it all the way through, it's definitely worth going through and watching all of it to get the full picture. Okay, coming at number 3, Christmas Carol. I am not going to specify a version. I can recommend 3 as really good ones, but I'm not going to specify for one reason. This movie played a big part in shaping what Christmas actually is. Because way, way back, Christmas wasn't actually a big deal in Victorian England. It was, you got the day off, you cooked a goose, you went to mass, that was it. If you did any serious partying and really got around with your family and friends and did stuff, it was for New Year's. And Charles Dickens, being really the first pop culture powerhouse of the modern era, sat down and wrote this story about a guy who really reforms around this holiday and created a lot of what Christmas means to everyone now. And I think that impact is gonna be bigger than any actual portrayal of it. So in an adaptation, what you're really looking for is just cutting away all the Victorianisms that don't really jive with a modern audience anymore, and just showing the character as bitter and angry and as hopeful as he can get, just the full range of emotions that this one character, Ebenezer Scrooge, goes through. So, 3 I'm gonna recommend, obviously, the 51 classic with Alistair Sim that everyone says is the absolute best. The Muppet version, simply because you get Michael Caine at the beginning of him turning his career around in the lead role, well worth watching. And the one with Patrick Stewart, because he's Patrick Motherfucking Stewart, and he is awesome in Things, and you should watch him do stuff all the time. Number 2, gonna say Nightmare Before Christmas. This is another case where I think sort of the things surrounding it have kind of ruined it for a lot of people. But I think visually, this movie is absolutely inventive and creative and wonderful to watch. And then you couple that with some really great, catchy musical numbers. And you know what? I loved this as a kid. I'm going to admit this is kind of a nostalgia pick for me. I definitely wore out one VHS copy of this in my youth. And I still try and watch it every year. And it's definitely something that I consider an essential part of childhood, which I realize can be a bit idiosyncratic to me and eccentric, especially. But moving on, number one, all-time greatest Christmas movie ever, Die Hard. Die Hard. Hands down. Not only is this possibly the perfect action movie, but it is a perfect action movie that you have an excuse to watch just to relieve yourself from all the crazy weirdness and the joy and all this sentimentality that surrounds the holiday. Because sometimes you want to take a break from all the Christmas music you've been hearing everywhere, blaring out of every stereo, and sit down and watch Bruce Willis kill some dudes. And that relief, especially in the form of such an excellent film, is really what makes the holidays, I think. It just makes the holidays better for me. And with that, I'm gonna say, you know, enjoy whatever holidays you celebrate this season. And if you don't celebrate any, enjoy the weather. And if you disagree, feel free to record your own list, send it up, we'll post it, and we'll keep the opinions circulating. But until next time, merry freaking ho-ho, guys.
Oh my God, it's the backseat producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.